At that day,
you shall know
that I am in the Father. And you in me,
and I in you,
we all three are one.
But before that happens,
there's a job to be done.
I finished the work.
Three sufferings on earth. Out in the desert.
In the Garden of Gethsemane.
And then on the cross.
Was the third word.
Then I took my blood.
And ascended into heaven.
To the holiest of all.
Before my Father God.
And offered the blood for the sin of the world.
And while the blood was being accepted,
I suffered in fire, purify
the blood of the world.
And then in the fifth suffering,
before the altar of God,
I presented my body
to his judgment fire.
My flesh was purified.
I suffered the sin
in the flesh for the whole world,
and the judgment fire
reserved for the flesh,
for your flesh.
I took it all
in the body of my flesh.
Then my fifth suffering
ended before the altar.
I took my seat
on the right hand of my Father,
waiting till long
my enemies be put under my feet,
and bring forth my kingdom
in all the earth.
And while I was sitting
at the right hand of the Father,
I looked over my church
and my people in earth.
And I saw Stephen.
Satan descend upon him. To religious man, and slaughter him in the earth. So I rose from my seat. And I looked upon the earth. Said, what can be done to stop all that murder?
Explained it this way.
That man through disobedience had given themselves to Satan. And he became their head. Their boss in the world. And he was the prince of the power of the air. And what can I do? Suffering.
There is an altar
in the inner court reserved to judge and purify.
From the early church
must be purified. But if you will lay down upon the altar the sixth time, I will take your body, make it a heavenly sacrifice for the early church and all their judgment. And I'll purify them to where when man touches them, they touch me, and immediately my judgment descends, and I'll stop that slaughter, bring Satan to an end. So I lay down on the altar.
For the sixth time,
I took my suffering for man.
And when it was finished,
triumphant came the church
among the Jews,
and the slaughter ended.
I took my place
back at the right hand
of my Father God.
And we rule and reign.
Then I understood
that when the early church died out,
that they must be gathered
before the throne.
Twelve elders of the Old Testament
and all the Old Testament people.
Twelve elders of the New Testament
and all the New Testament people.
But in the midst of them,
a great sea of glass,
a vacant plain
that was not filled.
Then I said unto my father,
for whom is that reserved?
That vacant
place
before the throne,
that sea of glass
is for my last church,
and the kingdom
aim
that comes forth in earth.
What about them?
What about them?
Who will bear their judgment?
To spare them?
And bring your kingdom aging.
My father said,
through his foreknowledge,
between now and then,
great darkness on the world shall descend,
and hell shall be open,
and all the hordes of demons
shall come out of hell
for a thousand years.
Man shall go
into utter darkness,
because
they shall reject
my first new Jerusalem.
What can I offer?
All I have left
is an outer skin.
All other is burned
and turned into fire.
So far the outer court,
all for my outer skin.
I'll lay down on the altar,
in the outer court,
that is given to the Gentiles.
Will all be fulfilled,
and I'll suffer every judgment
for the people in the end age.
that will be so defiled,
be so defiled
by darkness and religion.
By darkness and religion.
So I lay down in the altar.
My skin to judgment.
For you, my people, coming forth in this day.
I suffered and burned
till I almost blew away.
Having no form,
nobody left.
Nobody left.
My whole blood,
flesh and bread,
turned into a flame of fire.
Just like my father.
Just like my father.
So he took me up.
So he took me up.
And placed me inside of him.
And placed me inside of him.
Oh.
My Apostle John,
the one that I had chosen,
to reveal to you,
at that day,
you shall know that I'm in the Father.
And you in me.
And you in me.
And I in you.
And I in you.
Now let me explain.
Now let me explain.
When I was on the right hand of the Father.
My church baptized.
In water and earth,
by faith for the promise
that I one day would become one
inside the Father,
and them in me.
But in the New Jerusalem,
for the work is now done.
You are baptized
on the heavenly altar.
You take your place.
Where you're supposed to be.
By faith confessing
that you're inside of me.
Then down my minister lays you
in my heavenly body.
Washing away your old flesh.
Washing in my new heavenly flesh.
No more promise.
more earthly water, but a heavenly body prepared for you. To be baptized in and lose your life and rise up with my new heavenly life, moving around in this life on earth. Clothe upon with me and my Father. Where'd you learn all that, Brother Pruitt? What theological seminary did you go to learn all that? I was baptized on that altar. Whoa. Now, the order of God is very simple. You enter in to the three gates of the New Jerusalem. There you cast in all workings of Satan, all your old nature, into the pit of fire. Even though you're a Christian, you might have been saved for years, you are here now acknowledging that you're coming into the New Jerusalem, the perfect plan of God, and you're throwing everything else in the fire. All the old covenant living and all that. Then the next gate is that sea of forgetfulness, where you throw it in the fire. All your past mistakes, all that trying to live the Christian life under your old covenant where the devil was robbing you and beating you, you throw in that great sea of forgetfulness. And then the third gate, you go through the heart of Jesus and the heart of the Father. And this enters you back in to the New Jerusalem, or the city of the Holy Ghost, or the heart of the Father. Okay? You have then returned, or have entered, the womb of your Mother of Heaven. Oh, yes, Galatians, Paul said, the New Jerusalem is the mother of us all. Ooh. And there are many things take place in your life. Ooh, come on, you can be first. But you enter that womb, and on that sea of glass, the first thing that happens to you is fire in some form destroys your whole life. Joel's locusts. I can do it with a mantle. Ooh. Or you can do it with the clothing on of the sacrificed body of Jesus. Oh. There you're purified in the womb of the mother. Holy Ghost from heaven. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh. Oh. Then you are brought birth out of the womb. Bring her. Oh, bring her right up there. Oh. Oh. And John, the third chapter. Everyone, all theologians, all the smart people, never did understand John, the third chapter, about how you were birthed by the Spirit and the water. And some of the other parts of the Bible said differently. But Jesus explained it very simple. When he appointed John, he said, there's one standing here who'll not taste death. His name's John. Till he see the Son of Man coming in the fullness of his kingdom. Many peculiar writings about the book of John. John, the 14th chapter, you see Jesus inside of the Father. In Hebrews, you see him at the right hand. Peter spoke of him being at the right hand. But in this new Jerusalem, you are birthed by the Spirit and the water. The seven works of the Holy Spirit. John saw Jesus, the Lamb with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God. And you lose your breath and your life by the seven works of the Holy Spirit to gain his breath and his life. This establishes many covenants, but it is the law of God that if you lose your life one time and you don't pick it back up, you just simply stay faithful. You won't have to lose it again. So you'll have one breath on earth. You'll be singing. And the next breath in heaven, in your place, you will be ringing. Chained in the twinkling of an eye, not having to sleep in death. How do you receive this? By grace, through faith. What do you mean, Brother Pruitt? Do you believe what I just told you? You believe in your heart? Then you just say, Lord Jesus, I accept. And as you accept it, oh, then I take the seven works of the Holy Spirit, fan your life away, and fan him his. Say, Lord Jesus, I accept by faith to lose my life and lose my breath and gain your life and your breath. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, oh, seven, oh, finish. Oh. Now, in obedience to him, I baptize you down into his heavenly body. Washing away your body of your flesh and blood and washing in his heavenly body of heavenly flesh and heavenly blood. You've already gained his breath. Now all you need is his body to make the transaction complete.
Ooh.
Say, Lord Jesus, I accept that you're in the Father and I'm in you and you in me. Ooh, in obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this member of your creation, new creation. Oh, right down into the heavenly waters of your body, washing away the waters of our flesh and the blood of our life, and washing in your heavenly water and your heavenly blood. Just lay her right now. Watch her when she hits that water. Once you make your action of faith, it's not a form. When you hit that water, that breath in that water, it washes it out. How do I receive it? It's a gift. It's grace. You believe it in your heart? You say, Lord, I accept it. By faith. And then he performs it. You try to work for it, you never would make it. You try to be religious for it, the more religious you got, the farther away you get. Oh, Brother Pruitt, you're not going to leave me any works to do. That's right. We're going to leave you great works in Christ. Ooh. But once he finishes in you, you hadn't seen anything. The demonstration of works you've seen through me is just a drop in the bucket. I know you don't believe it, but you're supposed to take my demonstrations and build from them into your ministry. Ooh. Lord Jesus, I accept to lose my breath and my life and gain your breath and your life. Ooh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Finished. Oh, look at the glory on him. Oh. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this member of your new creation down into the heavenly waters of your body, washing away the waters of his flesh and the blood of his life, washing in your waters of your flesh and the blood of your life. Oh, just lay him right now. Oh, 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 oh. I accept
the losing of my breath
and the losing of my life
to gain your breath
and your life. Ooh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, in obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I lay this member of your new creation down in baptism, the heavenly waters of your body, washing away the waters of his flesh and the blood of his life, and washing in your heavenly water of your flesh and your heavenly blood. Lay him right now. Oh, by grace, through faith, you could work 1,000 years. It'll take you 1,000 years of perfect living, just like Jesus Christ, to gain this. 1,000 years it would take you. God God chose to wipe out man in a millennium, 1,000 years. Now, if you think you can live perfect for 1,000 years, then it's all right to go ahead and try. The little puny years you have on earth, with all your religious works, I'm afraid you're not going to make it. So the best thing to do is to just accept what he's done for you as a gift of his love by faith and let him do the work in you, and then both of you can rejoice. Lord Jesus, I accept losing my life and my breath and gaining your life and your breath. Ooh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, finished. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this member of your new creation down into the heavenly waters of your body, washing away her flesh, washing away her blood of life, and washing in your flesh and your blood of the heavens. Lay her right down. Receive it by grace? Or would you like to try your hand at working for it? Not anymore. I worked for it a long time and didn't make it. Finally, by grace, I received it through my confession of faith. Now, you can work if you want to. Take you 1,000 years now, a millennium, to fulfill all the judgments of God on your life. Now, if you set out and you be perfectly obedient, never make one slip, he'll let you live 1,000 years. But once you make one slip, when you obey one disobey in your heart or in your life, one precept of the law, then you become guilty of all. And you're finished. Did you know that was God's law? Said you disobey one of my laws, then you become guilty of all. Is that written in the Word or did I make it up? So I choose to live under grace, by faith. Lord Jesus, I accept. Ooh. The losing of my life and losing of my breath to gain your life and your breath. Ooh, here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, finished. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I lay this member of your new creation right down in the heavenly waters of your body, washing away the waters of his flesh and the blood of his life, and washing in your heavenly water and your heavenly blood. Just lay him right down. Anyone like try for a thousand? Would you like to try for a thousand years? I'll help you. I'll go get the book of law out of the Old Testament, and I'll help you lay it out. And I guarantee you, you won't make it through the first day. You'll be a super Christian if you even make it 30 minutes. The first time you walk out on that street, somebody come by and blow the horn. Deep. And inside of you, you'll say, you son. And you've had it. Jesus said, if you say thy fool in thy heart, or reckon in your heart, but you're in danger of the council. The council of heaven said on you then, judgment is come. You look down, look after one, the lust in your heart. You don't even have to do anything outwardly. All it has to do is lust in your heart. You've had it. Law's a terrible thing. You understand why you couldn't live it? Devil telling you all the time you were. But you didn't. Oh, Lord Jesus. I submit by faith. Lose my life and my breath to gain your life and your breath. Oh, 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh. Oh. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this member of your new creation down in the heavenly water of your body, washing away the waters of our flesh and the blood of our life, and washing in your heavenly flesh and your heavenly blood. Lay her right now. Oh, ah, ah, oh, 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 move her up a little. Move the throne over a little there, Jim. Brother Chong, would you like to try for perfectness on the law? You satisfied with grace? You satisfied with his finished work? Are you? Okay. Now anytime, remember when you start in grace, anytime you want to listen to Satan and start going back on the law, you can go back. And then there's a certain looking for fire indignation that shall burn out the adversary. Lord Jesus, in obedience to you, I submit my life to lose my life and my breath, to gain your heavenly life and your heavenly breath. Ooh, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh, finished. Ooh, in obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this member of your new creation down in the heavenly waters of your body, washing away the waters of her flesh and washing in your heavenly waters of your body and the blood of your life. Just lay her right down. Oh.
Impurities of
of the world as they defile me. Simple mystery.
The simple mystery.
That great religious mind of yours. About the three witnesses.
About the three witnesses.
Three by witness sinners. The spirit, the water, and the blood. What did you think that meant? I know you never understood. Oh. That great mind of yours, religiously educated, sometimes self-taught, out of the Bible.
What did you think
about the three witnesses in heaven? The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. I bet you didn't read that unless you had to. It fell on you and scared you to death. But now you understand. How he takes the three witnesses in your body. His blood, his flesh, and his breath, and the three heavenly witnesses. Father, his glorified flesh and blood, and the breath of the Holy Ghost, and puts them all inside of you. After the heavenly order. Why, surely you understood that. My goodness. You mean tell me that brother down there at U States along with that Plymouth Brethren that taught you the word, he didn't teach you that? He didn't. Lord, I thought he was a prophet. Do you want to tell me what he was, or do you want me to tell you? Right. You mean, Brother Josh, that great, all those great Baptist preachers that you heard, didn't they ever teach you that? You realize now that this is only the fundamentals, that you're just getting birth, don't you? But don't you remember how they used to come in there and go and teach you the meat of the word? You remember the meat of the word? Those great Pentecostal preachers that you heard that preached all about the works of the Holy Spirit, all those things that you could see and hear, shouted and jumped up and down. They didn't teach you that cry? Brother Ron, surely you learned that in your 10 years as a professional theological student. You mean you lived and suffered, lived off of crackers, cheese, and cold lunches, and turned into a beanpole and didn't even get that knowledge? Brother Bill, I know the assembly of God taught that, didn't he? Well, you knew they were the advanced Pentecostal echelon, or what do you call it, echelon, or escupon, or what? Didn't they teach you that? Oh. We must be off base somewhere. Now, what was that that the Apostle John, the one that was chosen personally by Jesus to see the fullness of the kingdom coming, you do believe he was chosen? How many of you believe he was chosen? Do you believe his writings? Even if you cut them out of the Bible, I'd get you in any gospel. You cut the whole New Testament out, and I'd get you in out of the Old Testament. Ooh. You cut out the Old Testament, I'd get you by the Spirit. Ooh. You don't have a chance. All you've got to do is either say, I accept it, or I reject it. Now, reckon, the Apostle John said, Jesus speaking through him, said anything, any spirit and that comes to you and denies Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, is of Antichrist spirit. And another place he told you what to do were those people that came to try to bring, didn't bring this doctrine of Christ. He said, receive them in your house, pet around on them, argue scriptures with them. No, he said, don't receive them. Neither bid them God speak. He said, they're there to trap you. Said they're trying to deny that Jesus Christ rent the veil between man and God and let out the life of God to come into the flesh of man. He said they're trying to deny that. Said they'll tell you God is great above all. Let everybody worship him and keep silent before him and be thou humble and meek and pious with great sweat and work. But they'll leave that veil between God and man. They'll deny that he has come in your flesh. Being Antichrist or the devil, their purpose is to frustrate and fight and make of no effect the sufferings and the finished work of Jesus Christ.